Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Assistant Director for the Wellman Schofield Public Library, Carrie Gino, about their upcoming renovations.
I'm here with Assistant Director at the Wellman Schofield Library, Carrie Gino. First of all, thank you for taking some time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
How long have you been in your current position at the library here in Wellman?
So I have been here for about a year, though I did work at the library for a couple years, about 4 years ago.
And what are some of your typical responsibilities here in your role?
So I help with programming, cataloging books, keeping the library tidy, and helping patrons.
And with programming, are you referring to like kids' story time or other events that take place here?
Like other events, summer reading program, I help with that, help planning teen and adult programming.
How do you like it?
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
And the big news with the library here is that it's undergoing some renovations pretty soon. Can you take me through what you're looking to do here at the library or what you're looking to change?
So we will be expanding into the unoccupied portion of our building, which will basically double our space. So it is located to the east here. So we'll be removing quite a few walls and opening things up, adding a programming room, a study room, and giving us some more shelf space. Right now, we are very limited. We're maxed out for our capacity for books. So this will allow us to expand our collection.
Do you have any idea numbers-wise as to how many books that's going to allow you to add to your collection?
I don't know exactly.
I would think at least like hundreds, right?
Probably thousands.
Wow. So this is not a small task that's happening
here. No.
Is there an anticipation for how long the renovations are going to take?
So we're hoping by the end of the year to be back in here in the fully finished space.
By the end of this year?
Yes.
All right. So they're wasting no time.
We're trying to get things rolling and hoping everything goes smoothly.
And for the renovation, a big part of that in terms of the payment for it came from Washington County Riverboat Foundation receiving a grant from them.
Yes, we received a grant in November for this, and we're very, very thankful.
Have there been other fundraising efforts held at the library to try to raise money for the renovations, or is it mostly just come from that grant?
So the bulk of the funding is coming from the grant. However, in the past few years, because this has been a goal of the library for many years now, we've done a trivia event. Last summer, we had a large dino adventure that brought in almost 1,000 people and helped us raise funds for this. The city of Wellman has pledged $100,000 to help support us with this, and it's been great.
Excellent. So in the meantime, when all this renovation is taking place, first of all, is there a specific timeline for when the renovations are going to start?
So if everything stays on schedule, we're hoping to move out of here in May, and then hopefully construction will begin around June.
So you make the move in May. Where will you be housing the library and its services in that time?
So we will be moving to the Driscoll Building in downtown Wellman.
Will there be any changes to the programming like you were speaking, or will the library still be holding all of the same events that they normally would?
We will still be doing programming as normal. Most of our summer reading program events will be either held at North Park or the YMCA.
And as we start to wrap up, if there are people in Wellman or the surrounding community who want to help with this project, if there's still a need for support, are there any ways that they can do that?
Absolutely. They can come in and make a donation or offer to volunteer to help. We will definitely be needing volunteers to help move everything. Otherwise, they can hop onto our website. There's a donation link on there as well.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck with the renovations. Sounds like a very big project going on, and certainly all hands will be on deck for the next several months, I'm sure. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the library or the staff or anything at all for maybe people who haven't been here before?
So we're always excited to have people come in and visit the library. If you are looking for a book, stop by. If you are interested in participating in our programming, each year we have the summer reading program for kids all the way up to adults, and we hope everyone's willing to join us at the library.
That was Carrie Gino joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the renovations at the Wellman Schofield Public Library. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.